Let's learn the Kavod Yontif. This is a Torah. Really would take to do it justice would take 5-6 hours, but at least we'll get a taste of what Rav Tzadok HaKohen is talking about. Rav Tzadok HaKohen wrote many Sfarim. One of the small Sfarim is called Divrei Sofer. It's very big. You say this, what Purim is all about. There's tremendous chizik that comes out from this Torah also. So it's in Divrei Sofer from Islamic Beis on the right hand side. Yesh Yeshua Shakadosh Baruch Hu Maitziyai Mishikua Lagamrei. So they say sometimes there's a Yeshua of salvation, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes you completely out of the trouble that you were in. Takes you totally out of it. Maitziyai Mishikua Lagamrei. Sometimes it's not that, God forbid, the machla goes into remission, where it remains crouching beneath the surface, Hashem Yirachem. But there are times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yesh Yeshua HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzim Shikul Lagami. There's a piece from Rav Tzadok in Divrei Sofer on the right side, Lamed Beis. There's a Yeshua that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes a person, or takes our people, completely out. Shikua means that what we were buried in, what we were stuck in. So Yesh Yeshua HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzim Shikua Lagami. Sometimes the Baruch Shalom takes a person out from the shikua, from what he was immersed in, from the trouble, from the sorrow that he was in, takes him out completely. Any time that happens, that comes from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Mizel Gulas Mitzrayim. And that was the Gula of Mitzrayim, the Gula from Egypt. Shahitzionu Mimemtes Sharitum Lagamre. By Yetzias Mitzrayim, we were in the lowest place, and Hashem took us out mamish, completely. Took us out like Chazal compared to a baby that's being born. The mother was in terrible pain, and she was in the midst of a terrible sorrow. And then when she gives birth, she's completely taken out from that sorrow. The baby also was in a difficult situation, and the baby comes out from its place of sorrow, that difficult place. For that to happen, one has to tap in to be able to connect to the Gula of Mitzrayim. She yatzanu me'avdus l'chayrus u'me'afeila la'argonu. We left from slavery to freedom and from darkness to great light. It was a complete Gula. U'me'ata avde Hashem b'lay avde paro. Whereas beforehand we were avde paro, and now we're avde Hashem. We're completely finished with paro. It's when a person is completely out of his sorrow. It's a total Yeshua. Ki kvar yatzanu mishikua zed Mitzrayim. We're finished with Mitzrayim. We left Mitzrayim. V'chein yesh l'chol nefesh prati kishe yotze mishikua shelo. And so it is with each individual person. Sometimes a person has its sorrow, God forbid, with parnaso. He has its sorrow with getting a shidduch. He has its sorrow with a child. Sometimes when a person is able to emerge completely from that tzara, k'shakadosh baruch hu oizer linotza mituma zu, or it's a tumah that he's in. Mitzrayim, of course, was a deep, deep tumah. So a person who was stuck in a terrible tumah, and he's any time that he's able to get out completely from that tumah, zehu dugmas yitzias Mitzrayim. That is a bechina, an aspect of yitzias Mitzrayim. Val zehu mitzvah zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim. And that is the deeper meaning of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shemazkirin tamid b'chol yom v'layla. That we remind ourselves of Yetzias Mitzrayim every single day and night. And with all the mitzvahs that we have, that are to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. So everybody's always wondering, what's the big thing that we have to always remember Yetzias Mitzrayim? Everything is zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? So Tzadik explains, the reason that we must remind ourselves day and night and with all the mitzvahs of Yetzias Mitzrayim is la'oirer Yeshua Zu. To be ma'oirer, to awaken this level of Yeshua. Because each and every one of us needs that all the time. Each person is stuck in a certain tumma that he can't get out of, is stuck in a certain sorrow that he can't get out of, and even if he can get out for a day, he falls back in. Even if he can get out for 6 months, he slips back in. The Yetzias Mitzrayim is that siyata d'shmaya, is that help from above to pull a person completely and totally out of its sorrow. There is such a thing that comes from Yetzias Mitzrayim. And by thinking about that, and by davening about that, and by remembering that all of the time, we're being ma'orir, we're awakening, we're connecting to a Yeshua that can take us completely out, totally out from Mitzara. The Baskaris Hanes Shahayakvar, we know that by remembering a nes that happened once, ma'orin zegam ata b'hayva, we are awakening that in the present. Especially when it comes to the time of Pesach, obviously that's Yetzias Mitzrayim. But any time that a person remembers a nes and is ma'ira that nes in his life and connects to it, then he is being ma'ira through that he's being ma'ira that in the present time of his life, he's being ma'ira that korach. So remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim and talking about it and thinking about it brings into a person's life the possibility to have a complete and total Yeshua from Chalila, from some terrible tzara or some terrible tumma, a complete Yeshua, with no relapse, with not in remission, not an aveira that's in remission, not a tumma that's in remission, not a sickness, the Chalila, that's in remission, a complete Yeshua. That's called Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's another kind of Yeshua. This is a Yeshua for a person who's still in darkness, who's not completely out of his darkness, whatever that is. He's not out of trouble. He's not out of the tsar. But still, the person is desperately in need of some hope. I mean, the time hasn't come for that to end. But in the tzara that the person is in, he needs a Yeshua. Begalusi legaaleini od begalusi. While I'm still in my galus, while I'm still in my tzara, to experience something of a Yeshua in the tzara. So v'yesh Yeshua shekadosh baruch hamei elogam kishiyesh b'chayshech. There's a Yeshua that Hashem is baruch illuminates, shines into a person's life. While he's still sitting in darkness, even though he hasn't been cured yet, even though it's not time yet for him to leave Mitzrayim, that tzara, that tumma, ve'eino mitzio mimokam achoshech v'tzamovis lagamrei, Hashem does not yet take that person completely out of his darkness and of his tzamovis, meaning of that tzara that he's in, that terrible situation, lahavio lamokam ha'oira, to bring him to a place of light. This Yeshua means that even while the person is still in the Gates Almavis, Gam Ki Elech Begates Almavis, while he's still in the problem, while he hasn't yet been saved entirely from it, Umeshuka B'Meshu Meshuka, he's still in a tumi, he's still in a certain aveira, he's still stuck in something. Adayin Le'irara, he's not terrified, he doesn't lose hope. Ki Ata Imadi. He feels that Hashem is with him in that tzara. He hasn't taken him out of the tzara, but that feeling, that awareness that Hashem is with you in the tzara, that's also Yeshua. But that's not Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's called Purim. That's not Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Hashem is baruch me'elai davizah, when Hashem shines into the person's heart, this feeling of ata imadi, that Hashem, you're with me. Ata imadi, that you're with me, I'm not alone here. That ata imadi, gam b'mokam atzamavis, even in the place of tzamavis, ata imadi, you're with me. Zeh gam ken Yeshua gedayla lemish lezochel atzeis meshikul gam yadayin. This too is a great Yeshua for a person who's not zeich yet to leave the darkness and the sickness or the tumah. This itself is a great Yeshua. He already has the Yeshua that he's not afraid. He doesn't feel that he's abandoned. He doesn't feel alone. He doesn't feel that it's Hefke. There's a feeling of Ata Imodi. This is the miracle of Purim. The miracle of being in the Choshech, of still being in the Tzamavis, and Ata Imodi. Why is that? Because the Gemara says, Takati Avdi Achashverosh Anon. After the whole Nes of Purim, after everything ended, it's not like we were finished with Achashverosh, nor were we finished with the Golas of Paras. The day after the party ended, it was still, the Gemara says, Akati Avdi Achashverosh Anon. We're still slaves of Achashverosh, we're still servants of Achashverosh, not in Yerushalayim. We haven't left. We didn't leave Shushan. We're not finished with this galus. After Purim was finished, Esther Malka had to spend the rest of her life with Achashverosh. We're not masik what that means, how disgusting and unpleasant that was for her, what that meant for her. She had to be in the place of Achashverosh. She lived with Achashverosh. Zo neis the Purim. Dakati Abdi Achashverosh Anan. We're still servants of Achashverosh. See, here we have a situation where the Yeshua is not a complete Yeshua. It's not a complete salvation. We're not completely removed from the Tumah. We're still in that place of Tumah. But the difference is that before we felt that we were lost and abandoned, but through Purim we felt Ki Ata Imodi. And that itself is a gewaldige Yeshua when a person knows that, when a person feels that, Ki Ata Imadi, that it's not meaningless suffering. It's not Chas HaSholem, that there's no end. It's not hopeless. A person feels already the Ischalta the Gula, the beginning of the Yeshua of Ki Ata Imadi. Ul Megillah, Rabbi Zeira Pasach Lapischa, Rabbi Zeira, when he would begin teaching Megillah Esther, he would introduce the Megillah by saying Ki Avodim Anachnu Uba Avodaseinu Lo Azavnu. We're still servants, and we haven't left serving Achashverosh. Dakati Lo Noshanu Lo Tzis L'Chayus L'Gamrei. They weren't complete. They weren't free of Achashverosh, and there's no question that living in Paras, even after the big miracle of Purim, living there had with it many hardships, and certainly in Ruchni is terrible, terrible galus, being in a place of tumult like Paras and having Achashverosh as our king. Dakati leina shan lot says the chayus legamri. We weren't entirely free. Shadain onu mishukaim b'meshu mishukaim. We're still avodim. We're still mishukaim. We still felt the desire to go to those kind of events that Achashverosh was running. We still felt connected to the Tumah of Paras. We weren't free of it. We weren't done with Persia after we were finished with Haman. And we were finished with the Gezerah to be killed. But we were still citizens of the 127 Medinas of Achashverosh. Nobody talks about the day after Purim when the Megillah ends. It ends on a happy note. The day of Shalom Chol Zarei. So then everything is good. Jews are out of danger. And the Jews are out of danger, but they're still Avodim of Achashverosh. That's not the life that was meant for Jews, to be Avodim of Achashverosh, to be far away from Yerushalayim. That's not what was meant for us. That was still in Golus, and was still Avodim to Malchi Umos, the kings of other nations. Gam ba'avodaseinu u'b'shikuenu lo yazavonu. That's what Rabbi Zeira would begin with. Gam ba'avodaseinu, even though we're still, here we are in Persia, and we're still slaves of Achashverosh, we're still subjects of Achashverosh, lo yazavonu, Hashem, you haven't abandoned us. You haven't left us. That's the most amazing feeling. It's not as good as being out of it completely. But that's not, as we know, that in life we don't know how long a gzeira is, for how long, and what that goal is. But to have that certainty that gamba avodaseinu b'shikuenu lo yazavanu. In this place, you haven't abandoned us. L'yehudim haisa oire v'simcha v'sas neviyikar. And therefore the Jews of Shushan, the Jews were able to experience in the place of Achashverosh, as subjects of the Russia, they were able to feel Yehudim haisa oire v'simcha v'sas neviyikar, the light and the joy of knowing that Hashem is with them in Galus, which beforehand they didn't feel. They felt abandoned and lost. Lahayir lanu the gam shemeshukayim b'makom shemeshukayim. What does Purim give a Jew? Listen, because we depend on this. Purim gives a person the feeling that even though he's buried in a certain tumah and he doesn't know how to get out and he doesn't know what to do, Purim gives a person that feeling. Im kol zeh Hashem imanu. Despite all of that, Hashem is Baruch is with me here in this place. He hasn't left me. That's exactly what happened in Purim. Hashem is Baruch has not left me in this place. Gam kielach begeitz amoves le'irara ki ata imadi. This is the entire yontif of Purim. And any time in life that a person is able to mechazik himself with this feeling of ata imadi, it comes from Purim, not from Yitzhak and Sarim. Yitzhak and Sarim is a yeshua when a person is out of the problem. Mizeo achiv levsumi ad leyada. That's what the Gemara means. Chayv inish levsumi bepuriyah, to drink on Purim, ad leyada ben ar hamna baruch Mordechai. Till you no longer know the difference between cursed as Haman and benched as Mordechai. There is no greater shikua, which means there is no greater immersion in and loss of consciousness, of true consciousness, than what? Than being drunk. I guess that would include nowadays all different substance abuse. That shikhus shekol olam daimel olam isha. Vain le shum yeshiva das. Does it mean the Gemara says that when a person's drunk, he could be walking and there are holes and there are mounds and everything looks like everything is straight. Everything looks like he, as a result of that, he falls off this thing and he drops into that thing and he bumps into this thing. That's a shikur. But the whole thing looks, everything looks to him like it's straight. Vain le shum yeshiva das. A person who's drunk is in a state of ad loyad. He doesn't have any yeshiva das. Dal kain, a drunk person, is pater midin tefila. He's pater from davening. Sheni yochel dabe b'fnei hamelach. Because a person can't speak to the king in such a way. He doesn't have yeshiva das. You can't talk to the king if you don't know what you're saying. You can't talk if you're not aware of what's happening to you. That's why you have to make sure tomorrow is Erev Shabbos, that everybody should leave enough time to get ready for Shabbos. Shabbos is to be makabel the Shabbos is to face the king, Rez Hashem. And therefore tomorrow doesn't make a difference if someone gave you the impression that being very firm means running around and having Purim until 5:30, 6 o'clock. It's not true. A person should finish the Suda and be able to rest a little bit and go to the mikveh and to prepare properly for Shabbos, to be makabel of the king. To Shabbos is Shabbos, a person has to be noch purim, and he has to be strong and clear headed to be makabel Shabbos. Shouldn't be a person can davish neoch l'davif ne'amelch. And that's why the Gemara says that all of Golus is compared to the stupor of a person who's drunk. V'gamba Golus kain shikaris v'leim yayin. It says in Navi, shikaris v'leim yayin. The Navi says you're drunk, not from wine. In other words, that the Jewish people are drunk even though they didn't have anything to drink. What does that mean? It means that's how we're going through life. We imagine that everything is a certain way and it's not, and we fall into all kinds of holes, into pits, bump into the wrong things, because we're shikuras velo miyayin. We're drunk even though we didn't have any wine to drink. That mitzias is a mitzias of lo yada, of not knowing what to do in this world, and not living with yishuv hadas. That's what it means. Shikuras velo miyayin. The Navi says you are drunk without drinking. You're like drunken people, even though you haven't had anything to drink. Rak ayidei davodim anachnu hu shibud malchias hamshakeyu mebalbel halev. What's our problem? Our problem is that Rabbi Yisrael was still avodim. You didn't take us out of galus. So by us being in galus and being surrounded by this craziness, by being surrounded with what we're surrounded by, we're drunk from being in galus. We're in such a place of ada liyada, of not knowing, because of the Shibud Malchius, because of the nations that we're subjects of, that we live with. Akedekach, it's a complete heder, it's a complete bilbul. Umabalbal halev, our hearts are confused. Umaakev la'amitis v'tzaneinu, and the Shibud Malchius is holding us back from really, really coming into contact, into touch with what we really want deep inside of ourselves. It's a shikur, we're like shikarim. Shulaseis v'tzanyas baruch. The truth is that what a Jew really wants is to do the Ratzon Hashem. But in Golus, living in these places among the goyim, and not only that, even the Golus of Jews are living even in Eretz Yisrael, but in a malchus of Tumah, and a malchus of apikarsis, and so on. So we're drunk, and our hearts are confused, and we're not doing what really deep inside what we want to do. Like the Gemara says over there. V'gam b'tachlis ha'shikua v'heder hadas, that a Jew has the ability, even in this drunken state that we're in right now, even in a place of such complete and total confusion, with such bilbulim, unbelievable bilbulim, and heder hadas, in such a state of heder hadas, of lack of awareness and understanding, liyos ka'omed lifnei hamelech yisbarach shamay, to be able to still get up and to face God, to daven, and to be Jews, that comes from Purim. That's the issue of Purim. While we're in the bad place, while we're confused, while we're stuck, that's Adal Yada ben Arham LeBaruch Mordechai. We're so confused, we don't know the difference between Arham LeBaruch Mordechai. We don't even know the difference between Arham LeBaruch Mordechai. What do you look forward to more? Do you look forward to seeing something, God forbid, on your computer that you shouldn't look forward to, or you shouldn't see at all? Or do you look forward to? Or you look forward to a Lechad Daidi on Friday night? What do you look forward to? What do you look forward to? We don't know the difference between Aram and Baruch Mordechai. That's how drunk we are. Do you look forward to a Blat Gemara? Or do you look forward to Lahav? Do you look forward to looking at some magazine or some newspaper? So what do you know the difference between Aram and Baruch Mordechai? So you're asking a person, of course I know that this is not. The Gemara is a Gemara, the newspaper is a newspaper. But that's not what do you look forward to? What do you feel inside of you? That's how confused we are. Mom is drunk. A drunk person, everything looks the same. Everything looks the same. So in this matzav that we're in, of being drunk, ad l'yada, to such a state, we're so drunk, it's ad l'yada till we don't know. The mamish don't know. V'ein mokum l'gzeirus haman el aydei heder or pnei melech. And how could there have ever been a gzeirus haman? Because Jews who don't feel any connection to the or pnei melech, who don't feel that they live in the presence of Hashem. And what happened with Purim? So what happened with Purim is that we were able to be, through the tzaddik, through Mordechai, and through Esther, we were able to be mischazik in that emes of Ki'ata Imadi, even in the place of Ahasuerush, even though we're still confused and lost, we're still able to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to experience in that some degree of a Yeshua. And even after the Yeshua of Purim, which says the Yehudim Haisa Oira, Lahoy Arpnei Melech. Even after it says in the Megillah, Yehudim Haisa Oira, that we had light, it meant that it was better than before. But it doesn't mean that we were like when we left Mitzrayim, when we saw miracles, when we saw the clouds, and we didn't see any of that after Purim. We didn't see any clear visions of Hashem after Purim. It says Yehudim Haisa Oira was better, much better. But it wasn't. It wasn't that clear awareness that Hashem is mamish here, right in front of me. Hashem the Negdi Samit. The way that it was when we left Mitzrayim. It wasn't like that after Purim. And later on, even more so, by Maimed HaSinai. When it was at the Hares Ladas, just the opposite of Purim. By Maimon Hasini was at the Hares Ladas, Hashem, you showed us a vision of yourself, Ladas. Now we're able to know with absolute certainty what the truth is. And what's the holy name of Purim? Is Ad Lo Yada. It's when we don't know. It's when we're confused. It's not clear. And we're still able to turn to Hashem. Dahayu Chorus, Dahayu. By Maimon HaSinai, by Matan Torah, we became completely free from the nations of the world and from the Yetzirah. And when we were crossing through the Yam Suf, we saw such great visions. It was so clear. Each person was able to lift up his finger to say, Zek Keli Van Veyu. That's how clear it was. There was such unbelievable das when we left Mitzrayim, because Hashem took us completely and totally out of the lie of the tumah of Mitzrayim. That's not how it was when Purim was finished. La Yehudim Haisa Oira doesn't mean that we were out of the darkness. It means it was better, but we weren't finished with Achashverosh. We were saved from the Gzeirah of Haman, but we weren't finished. The Heru Be'etzba Zekeli, by the Yam Suf, we were able to point with the fingers and to say Zekeli, this is Hashem. The Matan Torah. And by Maimon HaSinai, the entire nation was able to see the sounds of Matan Torah. And Hashem gave us Torah from Shemayim. Bezgalus Elokus, with the great revelation of Elokus, Ayin Ba'ayin Nira At Hashem. With our eyes, we mamish saw kivyachol, whatever. We saw great visions. Bigalois chamalkenu l'harsinai, like we say in Musaf, in the Shofar, in Rosh Hashanah. Bigalois chamalkenu l'harsinai, that Hashem was revealed on Harsinai, at the Hares Ladas. But that's not how it was by Purim. Aber b'mei Achashverosh, by Achashverosh, after hada kibluah mi'ahava, even though, of course, we received the Torah, we accepted the Torah again, Me'ahava, with love, v'chavivas yoyse, with great appreciation and love. La'hoi bezgalus elokus. It wasn't with any special effects, with mountains and thunder and lightning and visions and angels flying with crowns. It wasn't anything like that. It was in downtown Shushan. It was in downtown Shushan. It was with skyscrapers and trains and all different kinds of people and all different crazy advertisements that they had in Shushan on the and websites that were in Shushan and advertisements on the and newspaper stands and hot dog stands. It was Shushan Abira. It wasn't High Sinai. And the day after Purim was Akati Avda Hashverishanan. We're still in Shushan. The day after Purim, when we woke up, we looked out the window. It wasn't Yerushalayim, and it wasn't HaSinai. It wasn't Hashem outside the window. Outside the window was the big advertisement, like, you know, a neon light flashing, you know, some filthy advertisement. Shushan, what do you think? You see, there was a place of filth. So, person, after everything was done and Purim was gevaldik, and everybody had their Sudas Purim, and they were drinking and having a good time, and Layhudim Ayisar Ibisim Chosim Yikar, and everybody fell asleep, and they got up for the late minion, and they open up the shades of their house in Shushan, expecting to see who knows what's going to be. There's not going to be any more Achashverosh, no more Goyim, no more. It's going to be Mamish. It's going to be Yerushalayim after Mashiach. It's going to be Har Sinai. But that's not what it was. We got up the next morning. It was Shushan Abir, and everybody was saying, all right, Rabbi Yisai, the party's over. Get the shul, the same shul down the block. Get the shul, then you got to get onto the A train or the F train, whatever it is. From the Logan Railroad, get onto the train, get into the car, get back into traffic. It must have been terribly depressing afterwards. And then after Yontif, not. So now, we're not going to die. Okay, that was good news. But that doesn't necessarily give you what to live for, not to die. You just get back to the status quo. And everything is the way that it was before Haman came into the world. So from where would a Jew take any simcha, any ischaskas? Because something did change. What changed was that feeling of ki'ata imadi, that you're with me here. I have to get back into the car. I'm going back to the same train. I have the same stupid advertisements outside the window. But ki'ata imadi, that's Purim. You're not out of the Yeshua yet, but you already have a feeling of some Yeshua, because the ik galus is to be separated from God. And that feeling of ki'ata imadi is the Yeshua of Purim. So think about that. That's the feeling of ki'ata imadi. That's Purim. That's adol yada. Even though I'm still an idiot. I still don't know how to make myself do a tzaddik. I still don't know. I'm still drunk. I'm still in a place of lo yoda. That's not Har Sinai. Har Sinai is Atam Yisrael Das. That's not Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim with Mashiach is Umol Aretz Deyas Hashem. Total Das, complete Das. The morning after Purim, we were still drunk. Adal Yada. We're still interested in what they said on the billboard. And we still had to get up and go to the same job and look at the same boss and take out the same sandwich. It didn't change. But what changed was, in this place of Chayshach, Ki'ata Imadi. Ki'ata Imadi. You're with me in this place. We remained in the darkness, in the helam, in the choshech. We remained there, and this opens up, of course, an unbelievable world, which the world that Reb Tzaddik lived in. Anybody that's ever learned any Reb Tzaddik's farm, even if you went one or two pages in any of his farm, you know that everything by Reb Tzaddik is Torah Shebaal Peh. Everything is the greatness of Torah Shebaal Peh, the aura, the light of Torah Shebaal Peh. And here Reb Tzaddik says something very beautiful, and we're not going to have time to finish it, but just at least to get started. V'oderech she'amru chaviven divrei seifim, which is the name of the sefer, divrei seifim chaviven divrei seifim yosim yena shel Torah. Chazal say in the beginning of Shir Shirim, and Yeshakeni Nishikas Pim Ketovim Doidech and the Yai, that Chaviv and Divrei Seifim, that the teachings, the Torahs that we have from the Chachamim, are more precious to us than the wine of the Torah itself. In other words, the Torah over the generations after Maimon Har Sinai is more precious than the Torah of Har Sinai. That's what Chazal say. That's why Purim is the highest yontif of the whole year. And we understand why Purim is with doing malacha and with eating. It's not like Yom Kippur. Purim is higher than Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a complete Yeshua. Purim is being in the Chayshach. Chaviv and Divrei Seifim Yosim Yenus HaTorah. The Torah of Golus is more beloved to us than the Torah of Har Sinai. The Divrei Seifim, what does that mean, Divrei Seifim? Hu ma shechach mi Yisrael miyagin mechadshin mi'atzma. Not the Torah that Hashem gave us at Har Sinai when He took away all the tum and He made us into this perfect, beautiful, pure people. when he took us completely out of Mitzrayim, and he took Mitzrayim completely out of us. What's Divrei Seifim? Divrei Seifim means over the long years of Golus, Yidden struggling over a Blat Gemara, struggling over Torah, trying to understand it, not being told to us, not being given to us, was trying to understand it. Me'atzma, chad shme'atzma, come up with new ideas, chidusha me'atzma. That's more beloved to us than the sparkling clean day at Har Sinai with all the special effects. The Talmud Bavli, we go by Talmud Bavli, not the Yerushalmi. And Talmud Bavli means in a place of bilbul, of confusion. And in that place of confusion, the fact that we held on to the Baruch Shalom despite the drunkenness and despite the bilbul, to us that's more important than the clarity of Har Sinai and even of what Yerushalayim is going to be like in the future. And that's why it's going to be hard for us to let go of Golus. It's going to be hard, not like now it's hard for us to let go, that's not what it means, now to let go. But even then, when we'll know the truth, it's going to be a long goodbye to Golus. It's going to be hard to say goodbye to Golus, because then we'll realize that what we accomplished in Golus can't be accomplished with Mashiach. There's something about Golus that's very special. And that's why there were tzaddikim that didn't want to leave. Not because there were more channels in Golus on television, but because the Yom Tov Shani Shel Golus is too gewaldic to leave. In other words, serving God, even though it's a place of Ad L'Yada, is higher than serving Him with knowing and clarity. And that's why there were tzaddikim that couldn't let go of Golus. And when Mashiach comes, as Chazal tell us, it's going to be hard for us to part from Golus. Not because of the attachments. We're going to know that it's all sick. We're not going to be interested in any of this Narishkeit anymore. So why is it going to be hard to part from Golus? Because then we'll really understand how great our avodah was during this time of Ki'at Imadi. Then we'll realize that there was nothing that was more precious to Hashem than our akshonness, our stubbornness in holding on to our Yiddishkeit despite the fact that we're drunk and ad l'yada, not to let go. And therefore, the Divrei Seifim is more beloved to the Jewish people and to Hashem than the Torah that was given in Har Sinai. The Torah of Har Sinai is absolutely clear and true and this and that, and the Chiddush HaTorah we have to struggle over to understand, and maybe it does mean this, maybe it doesn't mean that. It's more beloved, Divrei Seifim. Vaf Shagam Zemen HaShemayim. Of course, even the Divrei Seifim that the Chachamim think of during all the years of Golus, that's also from Shemayim, because that's with the guidance of Ruach HaKodesh, that Hashem guides the hearts of the Tzaddikim. But it's not clear, it's not open. It's not with the ability to say, I know that this is absolutely it. That's why the Gemara is filled with disagreements. The Mishnayos are filled with machlokes, and the Gemara are filled with machlokes. They couldn't say, this is it, like it was at Har Sinai. But this too is from Shemayim, that Hashem Yisbarach wanted it to be, that Rabbi Shimon says like this, and Rabbi Kiva says like that. V'u'an nevu'ah shel nitla min hachachamim. The Gemara says that prophecy was taken from the Nevi'im, but still the Chachamim have some Nevu'ah. It doesn't mean that there's Nevu'ah by Chachamim, but it means that there's a Ruach HaKodesh that continues to guide us and continues to be with the hearts of the Tzaddikim and the Chachamim through these long years of Golus. And it's that feeling of Ati Imadi. K'mayshomba b'vasra. Who behelim l'abidus galus? We don't have any more open nevuah, obviously. There's no open prophecy. It's concealed. But there's a subtle presence of God that is felt and that guides us through these years of galus. Shumin ha-shamayim k'nevuah n'leviyim. The Nevi'im receive open nevuah. That's like Har Sinai. That's when it's clear. That's like leaving Mitzrayim. That's when everything is clear. We don't have that anymore. But what we have is Divrei Seifim, Torah Shebaal Peh, that's struggling over the Gemara and the different Svaris and the Taisus and all the Rishonim and coming to the Halacha. that too is with the mysterious guidance of Hashem, that we should live the right life. So everything that we do now, all of the halacha that we keep and all of the minhagim that we keep, it's all Hashem's will. Nobody can say, like you find that people that are apikarsim, they'll say, well, you think God wants you to, you think God ever had in mind to make an erev like that, like you have those strings in your backyard? You think God had that in mind? Or you think God had in mind to wash your hands the way that you, you know, that, or you think God had in mind that you should go Hashanah Rabbah, you know, making hakafas? Where, what, who? That's apikarsis. Every single thing that we do, it's because of the Ruach HaKadosh that is in the hearts of the Chachamim and the Divrei Seifim throughout all the years. But it's not obvious. It's hard work. It's tzaddikim with sleepless nights bringing themselves to a madrega with a zeichet to have the Devar Hashem penetrate in a mysterious way into their hearts and to give us a way to live. But it's all the Devar Hashem. But it's hard. It's hard earned. And it's mysterious. And it's only with a feeling of Atta Imadi. And it's while being in Golas, in Bavel, in the Bilbul of Golas, that the Talmud Bavli was created, which is our way of living. Val Kain Amru B'Sanhedrin, the next site. And therefore the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Al Posik, on the Posik, B'machashakim Heishivani, Hashem, you have, it says in Eicha, B'machashakim Heishivani, Hashem, you have placed us in very dark places. And the Gemara says, what does that mean? Ze Talmuda Shel Bavel. That's referring to the Talmud Bavli. That in the dark place of Bavel, that's where the Talmud Bavli became, that's where it was taught, that's where it became revealed. Shul Yisayit Torah Shebaal Peh, which is the Yisayit of the entire Torah Shebaal Peh. And which Tana is the Yisayit of all Torah Shebaal Peh? Shab Tzadok speaks about all the time, not really in this piece, but in many places, Rabbi Akiva. And where did Rabbi Akiva come from? He came from the darkest, darkest place. He came from Gerim, from Converse. He came from Goyim. And Dafka Rabbi Akiva is a Kula Aliba Rabbi Akiva. All the great Tanoim, and then afterwards the Amoraim traced themselves back to Rabbi Akiva, who himself came from a place of horrible confusion. He was Mishpach with all the Rishoyim, with the He was a mishpach with the Romans. That's where his family, that's where he came from. This is Shirish. And the Chazal said, "Mi bnei bonav shel Haman," that the descendants of Haman were teaching Torah in bnei Brak. Without going into the question of halacha, how could that be? This Rabbi Yosef Engel. There's a lot of explanations of how that could be. How could it be that a Amalek has descendants? How could they be living descendants? What kind of game are they from Amalek? That's not important for now. It comes from the mother, through the mother, whatever it is. But Bnei Bonav Shel Haman, that through that darkness of Haman, they were Tanoim, they were teaching Torah in Bnei Brak. Torah is being taught in Bnei Brak. Bnei Bonav Shel Haman. And the whole Torah Shabbat comes davka from a place of darkness. Shehu Or Ha'or Degam Ki Eishah B'Cheshach Hashem Or Li. Purim is the Yeshua of Gam Ki Eishah B'Cheshach. Although I'm in darkness, Hashem early. Hashem has given me light in this darkness. That's Purim. In this place of darkness, I have a Yeshua. I'm not free from the darkness, but in the darkness, I have a Yeshua. I'm able to experience some light. Okay, therefore, we don't find Hashem's name anywhere in the Megillah Esther. Because that's the whole point. The point is, when you don't see Hashem, knowing that He's with you, Ke'atei Modi. So therefore, Hashem is not revealed in Megillas Esther. There's no name of Hashem in the whole Megillas Esther. Shalahaisa is Gal Hashem Shemayim La'ayin. Hashem wasn't revealed in a way that we could see, that it was obvious to us. There was no Ma'amin HaSinai. It was no Yitzias Mitzrayim. It was waking up and being the servants of Ahasuerus, but feeling inside of us a Ruach HaKadosh that says Ki Ata Imadi. And that's called Divrei Seif, and that's called Torah Shebaal Peh. You and I, that feeling that we have, no matter what, of Ki Ata Imadi, that's Torah Shebaal Peh. It's not written, it's not obvious, it's not known, it's not a matter of Das, It comes from a madrega of Ada Lo Yada. Nevertheless, the din is that the Megillah has to be written the way that a Sefer Torah is written, with the lines etched in. It has to be written like a Sefer Torah. What does that mean? What does that mean? It means that the Torah that we're living in darkness, the Yeshua that we have through Purim, is completely true. It's completely, absolutely true. It's Kamita Sotaira. The Megillahs that we're writing have the same dinim as the Torah that Hashem writes. Because Ati Imadi. Because Hashem is guiding us in Galus. Hashem is with us in Galus. And therefore the Megillah is Kamita Sotaira. The Gam HaTaira Megillah Nitna. The Gemara says that the Torah itself was given as Machlokas, the end of Gittin. But the Gemara was given as the Torah, rather, was given according to the there's a disagreement: is it Megillah Nitna or is it Chasuma Nitna? Was it given as Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching the different, as we lived through the 40 years in the desert, and the different sections were taught? Were they given as separate scrolls, as separate Megillahs, or that Moshe Rabbeinu taught everything at the end of the 40 years and it was given as one book? And there's obviously Nafkim Yisna Locha, whether or not you're allowed to write separate Chumashim of Torah and so on. It's not for now, but that's the machloek, is a Megillah Nitna, Chasuma Nitna. What does a Megillah mean? The word Megillah means, there's an older chassidus from the Mori Naim and others say, Megillah means legalos, to reveal. Ki ingin Megillah hainu gilui divrei chachma. Megillah means to reveal something that's hidden. We didn't have to do by Maamar HaSinai, but Maamar HaSinai, Hashem did that. It was wide open. It was given to us. It was on display. By Yitzhak Mitzrayim, Hashem took us out. We went through the ocean, and we saw. It was on display. Everybody lifted up his finger and says, "Oh, Zekel Vanveyu." Megillas Esther means Legalois Masha Nistar, to reveal that which is hidden. That's Megillas Esther. That's Teresh Bal Peh, the truth that is hidden, and that's the truth of Hashem's existence in our lives. It's the truth that's hidden from our eyes. Ki eisha b'choshech Hashem or li. Ata imadi. Even though it doesn't look like it, ata imadi. So it looks like when we have some din that comes to us from the Chachamim, or like the whole Yom Tov of Purim, it looks like this was our idea. We made this up. The rabbis made this up. We made up this new thing. Why? Because they knew in the future there's going to be some rabbi that owns a chocolate, you know, that owns like Lieber's chocolate or something, or Paskus chocolate, or whatever, or Kedem wine, and that this is going to be good for the rabbis at some point. You're going to make a lot of money off of this Shalach Manas business. It's going to be very good. And then all the other places are going to make a lot of money, the takeout places, this extra coleslaw, extra cold cuts, extra fish, everything's going to be gewaldic. All the Jewish supermarkets, so this is all a big right-wing conspiracy on the part of the rabbis to make life better for the future protocols of the elders of Zion. This is what this all is. When you and I are going to listen to the Megillah in a few hours, it's going to be with the absolute certainty that this is what God wants us to do. Ki ata imadi, even though He never told us, even though we never saw Him. His name's not even mentioned in this book. Ki'ate imadi. The Mishnah doesn't even start with the mitzvah to read the Megillah. It says, HaMegillah Nikris. It's read. I mean, that truth that somehow is inscribed in Shemayim is read by us. It's an amazing thing. In other words, through that belief in Ate imadi, we were able to read God's mind. And Chavivim Divrei Seifim, Yosem Divrei Torah. Yosem Yenus Torah. This is more precious than the Torah that was given in Har Sinai. Because this was a Torah that you and I and all the Jews throughout time had to struggle to come to through Golis and through Bovel and Bilbul and so on. The ability to do that comes from Purim. It means all that we have as Jews comes from Purim. And even though when it will be Pesach, we'll be learning something in a few weeks, and I'll probably say something like, all that we have is from Pesach. That's also true. But the Emes La'amita is that it's Purim. And all the other Yom Tovim, that's what Chazal say themselves, and the Rambam brings down the Halacha. And in the future, Purim is going to be the biggest Yom Tov. Zichron Yosef, Mizar, Mitachzar, the memory of Purim and the Yom Tov of Purim is Yimei HaPurim Ha'elu. It says Niskarim V'Nasim more than any other Yom Tov, because Purim is the Yom Tov of Ki'at Te'imadi. It's the Yom Tov of being able to believe in Hashem when you don't see any sign of His presence. That's what Purim is.
We won't need that sign.
When Mashiach comes, then it will be Molar is Deus Hashem. Then it will be known to us. It will be like a big Maamar HaSinai again, and we'll all be Nevi'im. So we won't need it.
Right. So,
but it's the best thing in the world to get it when you don't need it. We're not going to need it. In other words, we discovered it. We discovered this on our own through the years of Galus. And I think it's me. Then Hashem is going to confirm it. Everything that we always worked hard to believe in, that we struggled for, that Hashem is going to confirm that this was taki true. This was it. It was really it. We were right. And we're going to say, you mean you really wanted us to wash negavas? It wasn't just something that the teacher, like that the rabbis, the Rosh Hashanah is going to show you his negavas in Shemayim. And I really was supposed to go with a grogger or something like that, or do stuff like that and get dressed up. The Baruch Hashem is going to show you his groggers and all of his homentash, and the Baruch Hashem is homentash, and everything. It's going to be shown to us, but not to convince us. The unbelievable simcha that we're going to have, seeing that everything that we thought is true. That's going to be a big pellet to us. You know, we're officially supposed to believe in that now also. But then we'll see it. We'll see it mamish with our eyes. That's what it means. Ki ini megillu hainu gili divrei chachma. Then he says a little bit something which is more inyan of Kabbalah. And he speaks about the shvius haluchos, the breaking of the luchos, that if the luchos wouldn't have been broken, we wouldn't have forgotten Torah. But Hashem obviously had this in mind, and this was all part of the plan, that the luchos would be broken, we were going to Golus, we would forget Torah, and we would still find the Torah even though we forgot it. We would come back to it through Ki'at Imadi. And that's the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, which Reb Tzadik ends this piece with Mechias Amalek, which is a good way to end on a good note. Because the Indian of Amalek, in the war with Amalek, look inside, Rezel mitzvah Zechiris Amalek at the end. Shiladas Mefarshim Gam Kei Mitzvah Tamidis. It's a mitzvah all the time, even though we don't know. So until the end of time, Amalek is still here with us. We haven't gotten away from Amalek. We're not finished with Amalek. That's what it means. We still need a Yeshua from Amalek while we're in a world with Amalek. Only it'll be at the end. To be completely free from the Malchias. And not to go on, we're not going to have to live forever believing in Hashem while being servants of Achashverosh. The gam betchilas his ayrusa shohayim may meisher benu l'sham leizoch adain l'mchais l'gamrei. If we look at our history with Amalek, there was always something that prevented us from completely wiping them out. Shaz ha'isi Yeshua shleimer rak la'achlish levad. Even by meisher benu, it says that we weakened. Vayachlis Yeshua weakened Amalek, but they weren't completely gone. Same thing afterwards with Shaul HaMelech, because Agag had, as you know, a woman became pregnant because Shaul didn't kill him that night, and then from that was still Amalek. And so what this means is that what? It's a very good question. It's a very good question. Why was it only Vayachlish? Why wasn't it? So the simple pshat, what the Pashtunim say, is that is that this was a Muhammad that had to take place. This is a Muhammad that we had to wage against Amalek. And even though Hashem Yisbarach, of course, helped us, but we had to fight in that war. And as human beings fighting in the war, we were not successful in completely defeating
them. Is it because we can't get rid of the Amalek inside of us, so we can't destroy them?
Absolutely. In other words, this was meant to be until the end of time, that we would have to deal with darkness and difficulties and galus. And therefore, Amalek was only weakened. And it's a presence in a
door.
Right, in every generation.
It's symbolic of the summer that
you... Yeah. Maybe this actually happened, though. That's why it says Moshe Rabbeinu's arms were faithful. Emuna means faith. It means faith in the darkness. Moshe Rabbeinu's arms were held up with faith, but then they went down, and they went back up, and they went back. That's godless. But it's emuna. It's emuna. It's not seeing things in a clear way. We had to fight a war. Say he lochim ba molek. We had to fight against the molek. When the truth is not clear and obvious, through galus, the entire ischazkus that we have is only through vahiyadav emuna, through emuna, and that's the avodah of Purim. Emunos chabalelos. That's the avodah of Purim. That from that yontiv we receive the koyach of ki'esha b'chayshach Hashem orli. And therefore, gam ki elo begets amoves lo ira ra ki ati imadi. That feeling that of ati imadi, that emuna and ati imadi, which means we still have to get up the next day and fight against Amalek. Amalek is still here, but at least knowing deep inside of us that we're fighting for a worthy cause, the only cause that we're bemis. This is the cause, and that our lives are filled with meaning because ati imadi. And so Amalek is not gone till the end of time. Weakened, sometimes it's better, sometimes it's worse. But that awareness that we have of Ki Ati Imadi means that even though I still wake up to a world with Amalek, nevertheless, I can still face HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can still daven and learn and make myself into a tzaddik. And that's the avodah of Purim, Ad Liyada. Even though when I look at myself sometimes, I can't tell the difference between Aram and Baruch Mordechai. The Baruch Shalom knows the difference. We should be zeichet to know as much about ourselves as Hashem knows about us. We'll never know that, but at least that taste on Purim, a little bit of a taste of the L'chaim that Hashem makes with each and every one of us. We should be zeichet that taket to finish this galus, and that the gula should be a gula as kimeitz heis chemes and shayim. The way that we left Mitzrayim, to be finished completely, and to see Bez Hashem, Yer Nakam believe it, that the Nakam will be taken against their enemies, and that Nagul Hashem Amitis Amen.